I never knew a love like this before. Here's Ken Colburn and Brandon Disney.
So, you're ready for a DVD burner? You want a DVD-ROM, DVD-R, DVD-RAM, DVD-RW, plus RW, plus R, minus R?
Yep!
No. Yes, no, yes, no, yes, no. Unfortunately, the format wars have not been settled in yet, or have not been determined, so there's actually two, at this point, even though there's six or seven different formats, there's really two that are relevant for you if you're looking at a new DVD burner.
The two are the plus and the minus, and then there's R and RW and all those things that kind of mix, but usually anything that's a plus R is also a plus RW. Anything that's a minus or a dash R is also a minus or dash RW.
And they also, I don't know any of them that don't also provide you with CD burning capabilities as well. So
right.
It is an all-in-one kind of drive. The issue really is, for the formats, and there's no 100% compatible guarantee that when you burn a DVD that somebody, some standard DVD player is going to be able to play it. There's just no guarantee. In fact, there were some studies done on the percentages based on the format across a wide variety of older DVD players. And the older the DVD player is, the more likely you're going to have a problem with one that you burn on a computer.
Newer DVD players generally will have now printed on them the formats that they accept, and oftentimes they'll say they take video CDs, which is a format that's a CD format, not DVD. But most of them, the newer ones, will take DVD-R or the, what is it, the...
Well, dash R, minus R, plus R. Basically, those are the two, plus or minus. Now, Microsoft came out last year and said that they're going to support the DVD plus R, plus RW, the plus format.
Which generally says that's going to be the one that wins because, you know, they have quite a bit of influence in the software world, in case you haven't figured that out yet.
Maybe or maybe not, because you have a whole bunch of manufacturers on one in one camp and a whole bunch of them in another camp. And until this thing gets resolved and we have a true standard, it's kind of scary to spend a lot of money.
But...
So...
And...
If...
And...
You...
Okay...
Do...
We've got a solution that handles both.
It's actually Sony came out. There's LG and Sony, I think, are the two manufacturers that have come out with a what they call a multi-format DVD burner. And so the safe bet, and they're really hard to get right now, the Sony drive, it's a DRU500A, I believe, is the model
they're
number.
Sold out very often, but if you go online and try to order from one of your favorite stores, you probably have a pretty good chance there. The LG is fairly new. They're a less known brand, probably be a little bit less expensive, and you might have a better chance of actually finding those.
But... Since this is new stuff, I mean, I'd rather spend the extra money and get a Sony at this point.
Yeah.
Until further notice.
But what these
things, change next week.
What these things do is they burn in all the major formats so that you have options in case the one you guess on isn't the one that gets adopted. The only problem here is that because it has multiple options, you've got to select when you go to burn, so you've got to know your intended audience. If you want to use it on your own machine, it doesn't matter what format you burn in because... Anything you can burn, you should be able to read on the same machine with the same drive. The only time it matters is when you want to start exchanging it with other DVD users, either for their data on their on their computers, or if you want to be able to burn for people to be able to put in their home CD players and watch things on their regular DVD. That's when you would care about these formats and when you need to really pay attention to that stuff.
Yeah, so if you want to, the first time you send a DVD to Grandma with this drive, you burn two copies, one in each of the major formats, the minus R and the plus R, and see if Grandma can read either of those, and based on which one she says she can read...
From now on.
Right.
And...
Also...
But...
Don't...
This is fun. We have to do a whole show like that sometime.
Yeah.
It'd be real fun to listen to, I bet.
Not. So anyway, that is if you are going to if you're going to plunk your money down for DVD burner, that is the safest drive out there, a multi-format drive from Sony. It's the DRU500A. Of course, the information is on our website, datadoctors.com/radio. You'll see links to all kinds of goodies.
Back to the phones?
Shall we?
Should.
Yes.
And.
Go.
Two.
Four.
Jerry and Levine.
Jerry, welcome to the Computer Corner, or welcome back, I guess.
Yeah, good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
You guys are like the ZZ Tops of computers, huh?
Really?
Yeah.
Except for I don't have a beard.
Because we have lots of facial hair. We drive cool cars.
Yeah.
One of us does.
We can sing.
You guys
know.
That's none of the above.
Okay. I got a problem.
What's on your mind?
All right, I got, I don't know, a problem. I've got XP on a new machine, 2.4. It's got an ECS motherboard, and it's got an MCI 8X 4200 video card.
Okay.
I've replaced the video card because I thought that's what the problem was.
What's the symptom?
All right, the symptom is when I first boot up, the monitor is completely black, and it doesn't come on until XP is completely loaded, and then the video card seems to change colors constantly for maybe a minute, and then it settles down. There's no other problem.
Sound like computer have angry spirit.
I can reboot, and it'll come right up with the DOS frame on the monitor.
The BIOS, like the startup?
Uh-huh. Right, where I go into my SCSI and all that kind of stuff, no problem. But if I shut it down and let it sit for a half day or sit for a day and I start it up, I get the same symptoms.
So from a cold start, you don't get any display until after it's really gone quite a ways. How old is the monitor?
Well, the monitor's a ViewSonic 17-inch high-definition graphic monitor.
How old is it?
Oh, God, I wouldn't know. Probably.
Is it old,
99.
Old? What's that?
Oh, it's not old, old.
6 years, 2 months.
I would say maybe 4 years old.
Okay. It's old enough that there could be a communication problem. What happens now with today's computers is when you boot it up, the video card actually goes out and tries to establish communication with that monitor. And if it can't, exactly what's happening to you is what's going to happen.
There's two things I would try. Number one, are there any kind of converters or extension cables or switch boxes or anything like that that it goes through between the computer and the monitor?
No, not this one. I've got it on my bench, and that's the only monitor I have it hooked up.
And does it plug in through a regular, what we call HD15 or RGB connection, where it's the 15 pins?
Good God.
I know.
Yeah, it's the standard
VGA.
Okay, so it's not a DVI, it's not any kind of crazy stuff. Okay.
No, I don't have that one hooked up yet.
Then the thing I would check then is to see what driver is loaded in the computer for the monitor.
Yeah.
Okay.
You need a really good driver.
Well, Windows.
I haven't tried any of the others. I've got some 21-inch ultra scan Dells. I could try it on that.
Yeah, I was going to say, the first thing I would try real quick is just switch monitors and see if the thing goes away, because if it does, you got an issue with the monitor itself is not communicating properly with your computer.
Okay.
So it's not giving the computer the information it needs to drive it properly, and the reason it works when you reboot is because it's already there.
It's already warmed up and synced and everything like that, so it's got a better chance. But if you check that driver in Windows, it's probably set to something like plug and play or default monitor or something like that.
Yes.
Try to see if either there's a definition in there for the exact monitor you have and you can go in, you can right click on the desktop and go to properties, then click on
display.
It shows the ViewSonic monitor.
Advanced.
Exactly.
It does. Okay.
That exact model?
That exact model.
Okay, well, the other thing you can try just to play it safe is go to the ViewSonic website and download the latest XP driver for that monitor.
Oh, okay.
Just to make sure there's not a bug in that driver.
All right.
But it sounds like it's a problem with that monitor.
It sounds
like there's an electronic problem with that it's not giving the computer the information it needs quickly.
Yeah, because after I've been running it, half a day,
right.
I have no problem. There's no problem with it at all.
Hi, Jerry. I got an easy fix for you.
Well, since you have other monitors, you've got the ability to do something that most people don't, which is do a quick check on other things.
It's easier than that.
Okay.
Don't ever turn off your computer.
Yeah, right. Okay, one fast other question.
Uh-huh.
On the Microsoft website,
yes,
I want to get a Service Pack 1A for the XP.
Okay.
Now, can you get it by loading it on another machine? I mean, bringing it up on another machine as a file, and then I copy it and bring it over?
It can be done, but you can't do it through the normal means.
They're making it harder and harder for you to be able to actually download these service packs and then be able to install them all over the place. They're making it so that it kind of just installs at the computer you're downloading it on, and it can be done, like Ken said, but it's a little bit trickier than just clicking on stuff and doing the old-fashioned method.
You can't go to Windows Update. You're going to have to actually go to the corporate support section.
Okay.
In other words, they've got systems available for, big network administrators that have 200 machines they have to update.
Yeah.
There are ways of doing that through networks and what have you.
Okay.
But you're going to have to go, depart from your normal Windows Update path.
Because I don't have this machine hooked up to the net, and that's why I was trying to do it another way. So.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, man.
Well, you guys answer my question. I appreciate it, and keep up the good work.
Hey, just a little side note, Jerry. If it's not connected to the Internet, then a lot of the vulnerabilities that the 1A is going to patch, you're really not in, it's not a major deal.
Oh, okay.
So, if you can't get it to go and it's not going to be on the Internet, then I wouldn't get too crazy about it.
Okay.
Don't kill yourself.
All right.
All right, buddy.
Thank you.
Have
a good weekend.
What's going on in Levine? I hear there's all kinds of crazy construction going on out there.
Oh, my God. Yes, sir. I mean, I moved out here and built a house and thought it was going to be beautiful.
Explain to people where Levine is.
Well, the main center point is 51st Avenue in Dobbins. that's where the school is and the town.
What's Dobbins?
That's like South Mountain, only the west side of South Mountain.
One major block south of Baseline.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
I hear it's beautiful up there.
Oh, it's beautiful. Boy, they're building like crazy, I'll tell you.
Hey, welcome to Arizona. All right, thanks, Jer.
Okay, bye, guys.
Take care. That's how it works, folks. You ask us questions. We want to know about your real estate, and then we hang up on you.
Maybe we give you an answer along the way or something helpful or point you in a direction that's good.
Nah.
You never know.
That's overrated. Are we, what's our
We're going to go to break.
Oh, okay. There you have it.
I thought maybe you'd want to say something.
No, I just wanted to, chat. There's an email on here that says, keep your cute chat to a minimum so we can take more calls and answer questions. We tune in to get help. Thanks. That's from Andaria.
Well, she tunes in or he tunes in to get help.
No,
but some people actually, I've gotten a few comments that, you know what, I don't really know much about computers, don't even have one, but you guys can be fun at some time.
Well, yeah, you make it interesting because you ain't just talking tech.
Yeah.
For sure.
For real.
All right, let's go to break.
All right, it's Computer Corner News Radio 620 KTR. We'll
live,
be right back.
Live, local, first, and cute.
With Marbury's 41 points and Amari's 14 rebounds, your Phoenix Suns have stopped the bleeding.